It's ladies' night this weekend, but it might not be quite what you're thinking. The Washington, D.C. VA Medical Center is hosting an evening of fun, music, pampering, and health information just for female veterans. Joining us with the details is Diane Phillips. She's the patient-centered care coordinator for the Washington, D.C. VA Medical Center. Thanks so much for being with us this morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
So tell us what's going to happen this weekend. Give us the time, date, and really what people can expect.
Well, Friday evening from 5 to 8 p.m., we're having our second ladies' night. Our first one was back in May. But essentially what we've done is set up an evening to attract our local women veterans to the Washington, D.C. VA Medical Center. We treat a good number of them already, about 5,000 or so, but there are a great number of women out in the community who don't have don't use us as a healthcare option, and they have the option to do so. So we're going to attract them and have them into our place.
Is that what really the issue is? Is that the women just don't know you're there, or they're not sure that they would qualify to be able to use your services?
You know, I'm a woman veteran, and I have to be honest. I came out of the Army, had my job, had my insurance, and never realized until I became a part of the VA that I had the ability to use the VA as my health care provider.
Huh.
And I think that's true of a lot of our women veterans who were served during peacetime. There's a lot better out processing now for the Department of Defense, and they create awareness for women and male veterans. But when I came out, not a lot of people did. So it's an exciting time to bring in people of my generation and also the Operation Enduring Freedom and Operation Iraqi Freedom into our facility.
Now, of course, you're on the inside now working for the VA. Would you say that the VA over the past few years has updated or reoriented its offerings to take into account whatever special concerns there might be for female veterans?
Absolutely. You know, in the continuum of war, and war is a continuum, we have the unique and most important mission of caring for veterans over their lifetime. You go to war, you come out of the military, whether you're a retiree or you get out on your own after serving your 4 years and being deployed. We care for you for the rest of your life. And women have a unique set of needs, and it was a male-centric, the VA was male-centric for many, many years, as was war. But that's not the case anymore. And so, yes, we have definitely stepped up our game in terms of caring for women.
Is Ladies Night specifically for veterans? Can active duty women participate too?
There are a number of active duty women coming out. I'm very excited about that. We have women coming out of Fort Belvoir, the Pentagon, Fort Myers, and they're women who are expecting to leave the military shortly and want to see what we have to offer.
And what are you going to be doing Friday night? Because it sounds like a blast.
It is a blast. The last one was a blast. So we have a great music ensemble coming. The last time we had the Marine String Quartet, and we decided to step it up a notch. We have a number of we have massage, a labyrinth. We have mini makeovers, mini manicures. And then in between all that, and this is sort of the rub, in between all that is information about post-traumatic stress disorder, military sexual trauma, which a number of females have suffered from and don't disclose. We have housing loans. The VBA is going to be there about housing loans. We actually have, and it's sort of unusual, the National Cemetery coming to talk about burial benefits. How many of us think about those things? I know. So it's going to be all of that mixed in with the good stuff,
kind
the fun stuff.
Kind of the heavy stuff in there with the dessert.
Exactly. Exactly.
We're speaking with Diane Phillips. She's the patient-centered care coordinator for the Washington, D.C. VA Medical Center. And you mentioned a moment ago traumatic stress disorder. I think that might be the still not widely understood story, that in recent years women in the military are actually combat casualties. You have to look no further than Assistant Secretary Tammy Duckworth to see that.
You're exactly
right. That's a big
correct.
Change, isn't it?
Absolutely. You know, all of us suffer from post-traumatic stress, whether it's the death of a loved one or an accident. But when it becomes a disorder is when it interferes with your activities of daily living. And there are a number of women out there who need us to help navigate that. And, you know, Secretary Duckworth is a great example of someone who has navigated it well and utilized our system to its fullest.
Now, when you talk about Ladies Night and you talk about the mini massages and or the mini manicures mm-hmm. and the mm-hmm. hand massages and things like that, along with the heavy information that you're providing, when I think Ladies Night, I think, you know, Earth, Wind, and Fire and Appletinis. It's not quite that direction, or is it?
No, it isn't. It's more of an open house in our atrium at our hospital. You come in. We're very fortunate to have Secretary Shinseki's wife, Patty Shinseki, coming. He's Secretary of the VA, sorry. Coming to, as she did the last time, to be our hostess and greeter at the door along with our medical center director. And they come in, they get a flower so we can readily identify them as veterans, and then they just sort of circulate. We open our women's clinic and actually not only give tours but provide services on the spot if requested. And we had a number of homeless and women in need who came last time who asked for on-the-spot health care, and it was a wonderful thing.
Yeah, Amy was hoping there might be Chippendales there, but you're probably not going to go that far.
Right now.
And I was just wondering, is this the kind of thing you'll replicate at other regions, at the other couple of hundred VA facilities throughout the country as well?
Well, I'm proud to say it's already being replicated at other places. You know, our patient-centered care committee, our Plaintree committee, has done a fabulous job conceiving this and then enhancing it. And we get a lot of people asking, you know, how did this come about? Why did you do it? And how are you making it happen? And I think this is a new improved version of our ladies' night. You know, last time we did little giveaways. This time we're offering an opportunity for women to sit down at a table, and we're providing small kits, and you can make your own commemorative bracelet. But what that really does is forces the function of conversation, fellowship, you know, camaraderie, and the opportunity to sit down for 20 minutes with another woman veteran.
And I wanted to ask before we let you go, number one, is it too late for women to get involved, to come and participate, and do they have to register or pay anything? That's part one of my question. And part two is there an opportunity for people to get involved to help you, like people who maybe want to offer massages or the manicures, pedicures, or what have you? How can people get involved on both sides?
Thanks for asking. So it's a free event, and it is open to any woman veteran or active duty military person. We'd ask that they RSVP simply so that we have enough food, but there is no registration per se. Anyone's welcome to come Friday night from 5 to 8 p.m. This Friday night. In terms of I'm sorry, I totally forgot the other question.
If people want to help you, maybe not this time, but maybe next time around, you know, vendors, massage therapists, people like that.
Yeah, it would be next time around, but anybody who wants to volunteer and help us at the VA should come on and register with our voluntary services in the hospital, and we welcome your support in any way that you can give it, whether we accept help just coming around and being a friendly visitor. So if someone wants to come help sign up for Ladies' Night, we're happy to have them.
Diane Phillips is with the Washington, D.C. VA Medical Center telling us all about Ladies' Night. It's this Friday night. You can learn more, get all the details you need on federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive. Ms. Phillips, it's been a pleasure. Thanks so much for
coming. Likewise. Thank you for having us.